Very nice. Item number 11.
From the Director of Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, submitting an informational report regarding the Shell pipeline leak at General Mitchell International Airport. This is a verbal update, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Bates.
This is a second verbal report that we staff making to the new presented of the new members of the pipeline that goes from these tanks on and Pennsylvania up along the tracks and then fertilizer RC and crosses the airport over to the tank system and then feeds the deep system. Since the last time we talked, a lot of work, of course, has been done. Again, the PHMSA, the Petroleum Hazardous Management Safety Administration, is in charge. They are a department of the Department of Transportation of the U.S. Department. And so now everything that's being done is done under their review and approval. Since we last talked, the Shell Oil Company has sent several smart pigs to the line to check it. And anytime they've seen any glimmer of a nuox, they have actually done about 20 digs along the pipeline to do a visual inspection of the line, and if they saw anything, of course, they fixed it. And there have been a few cases where they have replaced some pipe other than over here. There have been a few instances where they replaced the pipe or relaxed casings and things like that. Of course, the pipe of the leak source has been replaced. Again, it's still turned off. The airport is being fueled by trucks. The biggest change there is the trucks were coming from Illinois, 25 trucks a day were coming up to feed the fuel system. But the Shell has built a truck loading rack here now, and so the trucks now are just are fueling here and just rotating around and filling up the fuel system for those trucks. So it's a much more efficient system as far as that goes, and less costly. The environmental conditions have not changed in the sense that it was all corrected, and there's been no visible sheening of fuel off of the airport since it's been fixed, including these last storms. There's still booms in place at Lake Powell to catch anything that might escape, but there has been no sheen from the airport. Finally, it is estimated that, pending approvals, the pipe will be turned on the last week of May.
Any questions on Mr. Bates? So, Director, Mr.
You indicated that a truck loading terminal. Could you explain what that is? What exactly is that? Because that sits on College Avenue.
Right.
It's interesting because everything that is at that tank and even going into the airport, that is the Oak Creek watershed, and everything where the leak has actually been found is Supervisor Haas's KK watershed. So I have been concerned about this, and I know, as far as we know to date, there has been no leakage found in the Oak Creek watershed. Am I correct on that? Now, what exactly has been built at that tank location? Could you describe it? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it is a station that trucks, the tank trucks, pull up to, and it fuels the truck directly from the tanks. And they have put in containment systems to double insurance to make sure that there was any accident that from that process it would be contained within that system.
Is this something I can see from College Avenue?
Yes.
So I need to go over there and take a look at it.
You can see it. And so about 20 times a day, the truck goes up and then they actually make
So when they turn those pipes back on, do we know that the entire line now, because it goes from that location on College Avenue, I know, can you kind of trace it for us, the underground pipe?
Right.
And it goes under runways, et cetera.
Yes.
We will know that that entire pipeline now is going to be safe to turn back on.
Yes.
And that this pipeline won't be expected to leak because you've had an opportunity to inspect it. Do you send cameras in there?
Shell.
Do you know if they sent cameras in? How'd they inspect it?
Yes, many times.
Okay.
And films are on there, right on this.
Is the DNR involved at all? I mean, we do have some local authorities. It's not just all federal.
Right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I apologize that I'm a little behind on the item. All of the costs are absorbed by Shell in this scenario.
Okay.
And in terms of fuel that was lost, is there any accounting for that? I mean, the meter point is at the point of the fueling.
There wasn't time for that. I don't have those numbers in front of me, but we do know how the fuel is lost and how the fuel is retained.
Okay. And we'll get, if we've overpaid for that or something, were they metering it at some, we resell it, or how does that work?
We're not involved.
So they'll recover it directly.
Right.
Okay.
Senator Hall?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will thank some of my colleagues for having asked questions that were on my mind. Supervisor Tracy Kozlowska in particular, thank you. So I believe Mr. Maven has stated repeatedly that Shell Oil Company has taken great lengths to ensure that the pipelines are in good repair now. And they will have worked to ensure that this will not happen again for hopefully quite a long time, if not ever. Yeah?
Yes. I'm not an expert in pipeline, but the inspection requirements are not just when there's a problem. I mean, they inspect continuously. They're required by the federal rules, and they're required by their own company requirements. But they visually inspect and send pigs through periodically to inspect pipeline. The question is, why did this happen? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what's being investigated. What happened that this was not seen before the corrosion allowed that pinhole to get through?
Yeah.
And that is under investigation.
Very good. Now, Mr. Baby, you said they send pigs or pigs?
Pigs, smart pigs are called. It's a device that
has
cameras and sounding devices to check the integrity of the line.
And you referred previously to sheeting. I believe that would be the fuel on the surface of the water,
right,
which would be quite visible.
Right.
Okay. And can you give us some rough figures? Like how much leaked out, how much fuel leaked out, and roughly how much was recovered?
I'll have to get back to you on that.
Okay.
We have those numbers, but I don't have my hand.
Okay. Even rough percentages? But, okay. We would appreciate receiving those numbers again.
Yeah.
Thank you. No further questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other questions on Ms. Bailey about this verbal report? If not, thank you, Mr. Bailey. Item number 12. Supervisor Washington.